to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Today is 12th of October. Beg your pardon, today is 10th of December 2015 and the time right now in our studio is 11:45 and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener of Radio Sai, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, let me at the very outset talk about the very important news which is everywhere all around the world. Over the past couple of weeks, it seemed as if Chennai, the capital city of the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu, the automobile hub of India, had entered a wormhole and gone back a century or two in time. The roads and subways were until recently BMWs and Audis rolled, instead saw boats rescuing and ferrying stranded citizens, a sight reminiscent of the days when Chennai was no more than a tiny fishing village named Madraspattinam. Until a few decades back, there used to be boat rides on the Adyar River in Chennai. Last week, boats made a comeback as a primary vehicle of transport on the city's roads that now resembled minor canals. People stranded in their houses in waist deep and occasionally chest high water called out frantically for help amid the incessant rains. Well, dear listeners, only it didn't just rain, it poured. For Tamil Nadu, the impact was so harsh that everyone started praying for rain to stop. But the damage has been done. A battered state is now just limping back to normalcy. Tamil Nadu was pounded by the heaviest rainfall in over a century, while the capital city, Chennai, received more than 300 millimeter in just 24 hours. More than 300 people have died and over 1.8 million people have been displaced. But Bhagwan's unlimited grace and blessings saved millions. Well, dear listeners, the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization Chennai Relief Program kicked off on 1st of December with relief materials pouring into Sundaram from all Sai centers all over the state, all over India. Sundaram is now, right now, a beehive of activity with Sevadal volunteers, Balvikas children, Mahilas and others engaged in sorting the materials, the relief materials, the inventorying them, repackaging into standard boxed to be sent to the disaster areas. More than 50 IIT students from IIT Chennai have come to join this relief work. It is not only devotees but others who wanted to be part of a planned and organized relief activity who have pitched in Sundaram. Well, the Satya Sai Seva organization plans to serve about 20,000 families with relief materials in 70 identified locations. And dear listeners, today, being a Thursday and 10th of December, the Satya Sai organization have started to distribute these boxes with relief materials to the 70 identified locations in Chennai. And this morning they have started the work, and this morning at around 9:30, I had a conversation over telephone recorded with Mr. V. Srinivasan, the All India President Emeritus of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, and let's listen to that conversation first.
Sai Ram.
So, Sairam sir, thank you for taking your time from your hectic save activities and speaking to us.
Sairam, this is Srinivasan talking to you from Chennai. As all of you know, Chennai has been battered by enormous rains, unprecedented in the last 100 years.
Yes.
And the whole city has been flooded out, and it has been and it is a traumatic experience for all the people of the city, rich, poor, old, young. And it is the first time that they have experiencing something like this.
Correct.
Well, this started on the 1st of December and continued on the 2nd. And immediately the various committees of the Satisai organization, Seva organization, started to distribute food, cooked food to in their respective areas.
Yes.
And tried to reach out to the people to give them assistance. We had to take a decision as to what is going to be our macro plan. And also how we are going to do it and when we are going to do it.
Yes.
The rains were continuing, and since the city was totally flooded, we took a decision that it would be better to start our efforts after the rescue agencies, the defense forces and the national disaster relief teams which are working. And most of the areas were accessible only by boats.
Yes.
So rather than try to go in now and interfere with their work, we said it will be better that we wait for some time. Because once the floods recede and people are going, trying to go back to their homes or whatever was left of that,
yes,
they are going to need a lot of assistance.
Correct.
And at that time is the right time for us to go to their help on that. And we wanted to do this on a very planned basis. So several meetings we organized at Sundaram, which became the nerve center of this entire program. We drew on the experience of the tsunami,
yes,
which Tamil Nadu faced.
Which is in the year 2004, right, sir?
Yeah, and Bhagwan had personally given directions as to how this should be organized.
Correct.
We decided to follow the same pattern. That is, we will have all materials coming in to Sundaram and repackage into what we will call standardized packages.
Oh, okay.
Because we felt that we should prepare a standard box which would consist of all the essential materials that a family needs for their livelihood for some time on this. So we decided, we made a master list, looked at our manpower resources of Seradal and some others from the state, and what we think that we could do, say, for a period. We felt that it should be at least for a minimum period of 2 weeks.
Okay.
It cannot be a very short term in and out affair on that. So based on that, we took a decision to serve at least about 20,000 families,
yes,
and identified about 70 locations. Based on that, we sent out the list to all the districts to what materials that they could send. This was also shared with the organization at the national level to the All India President, Mr. Pandey. We are lucky also to have a vice president in Chennai, Mr. Ramani, who has experience in the dealing in the tsunami when it happened. And materials started flowing in almost from day one on that. So as they were received, we were sorting them, inventorying them, and making clear separate areas. And then we had ordered our standard boxes. And we decided that these boxes would consist of about 32 items.
Okay.
And weight of each box would be about 15 kilograms.
Oh.
And this would contain all the essentials like 5 kg of rice, 1 kg of sugar, dal, oil, clothes, a bed sheet, mat for sleeping, and then biscuits, tamarind powder, coriander powder, pepper, mustard, all that. So this was all made into small, small identifiable packages. And then we started putting them into the boxes. The packing was entirely in the hands of the Mahilas.
Okay.
So, and they are the Mahilas, the dozen Mandali members, the elderly devotees, the young sevak, all pitched in.
Okay.
And the men took over the handing of the boxes, sealing them, putting Swami's pictures and the organization logo on those boxes, and organizing the loading into the various trucks.
Okay.
So last 2 days we had been engaged in these intense activities and packing about 1200 to 1500 boxes a day. And we started today, you know, it's a Thursday, and we decided that we will start sending the materials to the various points. Today we have identified 6 locations.
Okay. So today it's starting, sir.
Yeah, they started.
Okay.
I'm on the way to one of the locations in Kanjiburam.
Okay, nice.
So others are found out different parts of the city. And in Kanjiburam has been one of the worst affected districts. So we are taking the trucks there. And this will be distributed just as we do in the Gram Seva. You know, we are going to give it Swami's Vibhuti, Prasadam, and say, Bhagwan has sent all these materials for you. And these, all the volunteers are in white with the Sevadar scarf.
Good, nice.
And it's really, it's heartwarming to see this whole exercise taking place.
So today is the first day of distribution, is it, sir?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Today, Thursday, the 10th of December, is the first day of distribution.
In fact, two days ago on Tuesday, a truckload of relief materials were sent from Prashant Nilayam also, right, sir?
Yeah, they arrived yesterday, and they had, so Prashant Nilayam has sent us rice, blankets, dhotis, and saris. All of these are being used in this distribution. And we are also getting our materials from other places. Every day from now on, both activities will continue, preparing the boxes with materials. On the other hand, the distribution. So this will go on for the next 2 weeks, at least.
Very nice. So how is the condition right now, sir? What is the condition right now, sir?
Waters, you know, have mostly receded.
Is it raining? Is it raining still, sir?
No, it is a beautiful day today.
Okay.
It's a bit cloudy, but it's not too hot, and Swami has given perfect weather. In fact, sometime back when we called, I was sitting in the inside Sundaram in front of Swami's building. It is a beautiful day.
So there won't be a problem for trucks to go. The roads are all clear, is it, sir?
No, you see, that is not fully correct, because the arterial roads are all clear. But the inner roads, many of them have been badly affected. Some are still under water. There are still large areas of the city which are under water. But it is not shut down totally as it was on the first few days of December on that. So you can now move from point A to point B. But if you are living somewhere into the deep suburbs, there are a lot of problems. There are some places yet without electricity. Some places where people are marooned and what, because are coming down very rapidly on that.
So how are you going to such places which are still under water? Will the trucks move?
What we have selected now is that the places where the people have gone back to their houses.
Okay, fine.
You know, where they are and where, or what is left of it. And this is where we are going on that.
So these come under the 70 locations which has been selected.
Exactly. And what was heartening was that a lot of non-devotees, and they saw the way this was working, like almost like a factory. So people all came in and they saw that it was a very meticulously planned operation.
Yes.
We had as I told you the other day, they had 50 students from IIT who pitched in.
Oh, and they also worked, came, is it? From IIT Chennai?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Nice.
They worked with us shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of non-devotees who are coming in to be part of this effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is going to pick up as word spreads around what the SAI organization is.
Yes. Very nice.
And as usual, we don't have much publicity. We don't make big noise about it.
Mm.
And we only pray to Bhagwan to bless us, guide us.
Mm.
And we hope that it will be done to his satisfaction.
Okay.
That's the position today, Raghu.
Yes, sir. And one final question, sir. How can our listeners participate in these relief activities? Can you suggest some things?
Yeah, you know, I think it depends where the listeners are. If they are close by to Chennai, they want to contribute material like sleeping, they can send it to Sundaram.
Okay.
But let them not just send small bits and things like that. They should get together, make reasonable packages and send it to Sundaram.
Mm.
If there are people who are from other places, abroad, etc., they can, you know, the site Trust Karnataka has got a designated account for handling this petition because they have a approval under the Foreign Contributions Regulation Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are using this for a designated activity for their relief operations in Chennai on that.
Mm.
If there are people from India, they can send it directly if they want to make any contributions. They can send it to Sri Satya Sai Trust, Tamil Nadu.
Okay, fine.
So it is entirely left to them whether they wish to do so or not. I'm sure that all of them are with us in spirit.
Yes. All Indians should contact Satya Sai Trust of Tamil Nadu and all the devotees can contact Satya Sai Trust of Karnataka State, is it?
Exactly.
Fine.
So we'll be in touch as the days pass and I'll keep
yes,
you posted on what is happening.
After a couple of days, we'll have one more recording, sir, if you can.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
To all listeners, my loving Sai Ram, and by Bhagwan's grace, this operation is being done meticulously. It is like a yajna, you know, it is all being done with love, devotion and dedication.
Correct.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Just now you heard a telephonic conversation with Mr. V. Srinivasan, the All India President Emeritus of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for India. And this conversation I had recorded today morning at around 9:30 a.m. Well, all of you know about the flood in Chennai, and rescue operations are going on. So Srinivasan sir told us about the rescue operations that is being done by the Satya Sai Seva organization. And today they are starting distributing the rescue materials, the relief materials to about 70 identified locations, which covers 20,000 families. And this will go on for the next 2 weeks. So this morning I could speak to sir, and in a couple of days again we will give you an update of this rescue operation. Well, dear listeners, let us all collectively pray to Swami for all the people of Chennai. Let all of them come back to normalcy. Well, dear listeners, as part of today's segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a new episode. In fact, in the year 2005, there was another huge flood in the metropolitan city of Mumbai. So in today's episode of Service Love in Action, let's listen to the rescue operations that were done by Satya Sai Seva organization during 2005 In fact, it was on July 26, 2005, when rains just poured in the city of Mumbai. And let's listen to the help that the Satsasya organization rendered for the people of Mumbai.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, the language of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features a Sai Seva project during the 2005 deluge in Mumbai in the west of India.
Mumbai is the financial capital of India, home to entertainment industry, the fashion hub, and even the crime world. Its people, who keep the city going, have never known to slow down, despite natural disasters or even terrorist attacks. However, in mid-2005, even this famed resilience of the people of Mumbai was put to test. Though residents of the city are immune to heavy showers and flooding of roads, nothing had prepared them for the deluge of 2005. 26th of July 2005 is a day no Mumbai resident can forget. It was a day when the skies opened up like never before. Darkness enveloped the whole city. Rains poured in sheets endlessly and entirely flooded the crowded and congested city.
It was an unprecedented 944 millimeters of rainfall, 70% of which poured within the 12-hour period from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. This was the 8th heaviest ever recorded rainfall figure anywhere in the world. As if the downpour was not enough, the Arabian Sea beside this coastal city was at a high tide during the same period, and this led to flooding of an unforeseen magnitude. As the waters rose, the city's worst nightmare began. Suddenly, the city that never sleeps was grounded to a complete halt.
Entire suburbs went underwater, and people struggled to save not their belongings, but their lives. Homes were flooded and buildings collapsed. Drains overflowed and debris collected on the streets. An hour after the downpour began, cell phone networks crashed. Electricity went out, leaving large parts of the city in darkness. And power supply in certain areas were deliberately switched off to avoid short circuits and electrocution. The local train service, which is city's lifeline, with its track under 8 feet of water, screeched to a complete halt. In fact, the submerged platforms could have been mistaken for rivers. The city's airport, which is the busiest in the country, was without an airstrip.
All flights to and from the airport were cancelled or rescheduled. As all roads were submerged, people walked for hours on narrow strips of raised ground to reach homes. Many stayed back in office, schools, or any shelter they found until the waters receded after 3 long days. People waded through neck-high water for hours to reach their homes, only to find them flooded, their belongings gone, and their families clinging to life by moving to higher parts of the building. It was the biggest challenge the hardy people of Mumbai had ever faced.
However, like every other occasion, after the initial shock and disbelief, Mumbaikers rose to the occasion as one. They were selflessly saving lives and belongings of others. The calamity brought out the best in man. It was a triumph of the human spirit that soared over petty differences. One of the first organizations to rise to the occasion was the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization.
Way back in February 1966, Bhagwan Baba had declared, quote, "Life is best spent alleviating pain, assuaging distress, and promoting peace and joy. The service of man is more valuable than what you call service to God. God has no need of your service. When you serve man, you serve God." Unquote. And the Sai devotees in Mumbai did just that. Like all other acts of service by the Sai organization, this too was done not as a favor or for any personal gain, but purely out of love and compassion towards their own brethren.
As soon as the relief program for the deluge was announced at the Navi Mumbai zone, there was a flood of another kind. A sea of sevadals of all ages from all strata of society assembled at Sai Prem, the Navi Mumbai center of the Sri Satya Sai organization. Food packets, clothes and medicines started pouring in. Sevadals got busy sorting and packing without any thought of their own comfort or needs. Within 2 days after the deluge, Sai devotees organized themselves into groups and panned out to every accessible area of Mumbai that needed help and care. Their first priority was to provide food. A food packet containing rice, pulses, sugar, turmeric, wheat flour and other essential items for cooking like candles and a matchbox was given to every needy family. More than 1500 such food packets were made and distributed in 1 day thanks to 50 Sai volunteers who worked through the night at Sai Prem. The packing area was later shifted to Worli in central Mumbai for ease of distribution as it was closer to the affected areas. Here again, 50 Sai workers worked from 9 a.m. to 12 midnight for 6 consecutive days preparing 12,000 such food packets.
Those packets were truly tokens of love, carefully packed and lovingly presented in every shattered slum and every flooded dingy lane of Mumbai that needed aid. Inspired by Sai devotees, members of other organizations too offered to join. Officials of the State Bank of India augmented the supply of food grain, while employees of the HDFC Bank helped to procure medicines. Both these banks chose to associate exclusively with the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in providing aid to the needy.
Medical aid was as important as food. In the initial days after the deluge, respiratory and gastrointestinal infections were most noticeable among the victims. However, a few days later, signs of epidemic began. Many in the city were diagnosed with leptospirosis and dengue. The Sai organization rose to the new challenge. To prevent the spread of the epidemic in the crowded city, the organization conducted several medical camps across Mumbai. Free medicines and injections were supplied, and Sai doctors traveled from place to place with their teams to provide treatment. Soon, medical camps were held in the outskirts of Mumbai, like Kalamborli, New Panvel, Palshet, Gadeshwar and Shiravali. In all these areas, infrastructure and medical facilities was poor.
Thanks to this quick and efficient action, many epidemics were prevented from taking alarming proportions in many areas of Mumbai. Dr. Asha Damodar, one of the doctors who served in the camps, gave us an insight into the seva done.
We went deep into the tribal areas of Yermal and Banachiwadi and conducted a camp inside a small hutment, which is four of us, one doctor and three sevadals. We managed to attend over 150 patients. This was a really needy place, as people had to walk for hours together to the nearest primary medical facility. They had no roads, no transportation facility, and of course, no money to pay the doctor's fees.
Dr. Damodar recollected treating people with high fever, severe cases of loose motions and vomiting, and also a pregnant woman with paralyzed legs. She further said,
"Nobody is bothered about these people, but for Swami, who could have helped these people in far-off places like these? These villagers were so grateful to us. Soon we developed a good rapport with them. You know, as much as their poverty hits you, their addiction to alcohol and tobacco bothers you. There is so much to be done in these areas. Of course, we did whatever we could do at that point of time."
In Navi Mumbai alone, doctors attended to more than 2,500 patients in the first week of August. The numbers were higher in the Kurla Kalina belt, where 50 doctors worked round the clock in Sai's name. In this manner, medical camps were held at all the major zones and lakhs received aid and support. What kept the seva volunteers motivated and charged were the many instances of Sai's divine grace during their work.
In Kalina, for example, while all areas surrounding the medical center were submerged in at least 6 feet of water, no water seeped into the hospital where the Sai Sevadals were serving. All the patients were safe and the expensive instruments continued to work perfectly despite the chaos outside. True to its name, the Prashanti Medical Center had become an abode of peace and safety. However, as more and more patients kept lining up, the workers urgently needed an emergency ward at Kadamwadi in East Santa Cruz, a suburban area in northwest Mumbai. To the amazement of the Sai volunteers themselves, everything fell into place effortlessly and a mini hospital was ready within a mere 24 hours. No one could deny divine intervention in this episode.
The services were open 24 hours and doctors, nurses and paramedic staff stretched themselves to attend to everybody who walked in. During the 6 days from 17th to 22nd of August, at least 800 patients were treated here and more than 650 typhoid injections were administered by the Sai team.
In order to reach out to people in all corners of Mumbai, the organization conducted a week-long comprehensive survey of the areas which had large number of patients. After summing up the results, it held simultaneous large-scale camps on 7th August 2005 in 8 principal regions of Mumbai, namely Siyanwadala, Chembur, Mulund, Belbazar, Malad, Kandivili, Borivili and Dahisar. The net outcome was that in a single day, over 8,000 patients received medical aid from the Sai doctors who were assisted by hundreds of Sai workers. About 6,000 food packets were also distributed to the needy in these regions. On the same day, in the Kurla Kalina region, which was one of the worst affected areas, Sai workers gave out utensils, appliances, clothes, books and other necessities to the affected people. At least 650 school children were given blankets, bed sheets, mattresses and notebooks.
The Sai workers did not limit themselves to Mumbai, but reached out to every region across the state of Maharashtra where heavy rains had destroyed life and property. In Pandharpur zone, they distributed 4,000 rotis with curry continuously for 24 hours on a particular day. Medical camps were conducted even in distant places like Dasgaon in Raigad district, about 130 kilometers from Mumbai. In Raigad's Mahad Taluk, where 50 people were buried alive and many houses destroyed due to a massive landslide, Sai workers constructed temporary housing for all the unfortunate people in the Kosabi Rawalgaon area. In the Sangli Satara zone, which included the areas of Sikli, Sanwad, Danwad, Bastewad, Kurundwad, Chitrapur and Rajapur, medical camps were held and food packets were distributed for 4 days. A Sai worker said,
"The distress stories of dear ones being lost, of people losing all their possessions, were indeed heartrending."
After any disaster, while food and other material needs can be easily met, the mental and emotional scars are the most difficult to heal. However, with Bhagwan as their guide, the Sai workers had a definite remedy. They gave out Swami's photographs and vibhuti as prasadam to the victims, while at the same time asking them to have faith in God and in the power of prayer. In fact, one Sai worker recounts,
"Along with the medicines, we gave them Swami's photo and vibhuti and asked them to pray fervently and sincerely when in distress. On our next visit, some villagers reported that the dangerously rising water level receded after they prayed to Swami."
The Sai workers served not for ostentation or personal glory, but with the only aim of serving Sai, the Sai who is within each one of us. One of the service coordinators said,
"Our sevaks experienced sheer divine presence when food packets were being distributed from door to door. People welcomed them as if it was Swami who was at their doorstep. Truly, when nature hits thousands, you know, it's God's grace that saves millions."
Baba has said, "God is only a witness in this drama of life, and the good and bad we face are but fruits of our actions. Nevertheless, whenever humanity is faced with a tragedy, God is ever ready to provide solace and succor. As children of God, we too must rise at every opportunity to serve our widespread family." Baba says, quote, "Be alert to the call everywhere at all times. Be ready with a smile, a kind word, a useful suggestion, some well-informed help, a pleasant reply. Look for chances to relieve, to rescue or resuscitate. Service to society is the primary duty. Concern for the welfare of all is devotion." Unquote.
While nature played out its role, the Sai workers did their duty to offer unconditional help. Only the chosen ones can serve others, and they alone know what an exhilarating experience it is to be chosen as an instrument to serve in the name of Sai. Dear listeners, you just heard another episode of Serving in the Name of Sai. Stories of Sai Seva from across India and around the world. You can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva accounts on our website radiosai.org. Thank you for joining us today, and please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org.
Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
एकोंकार सतनाम करता पूरक निरपार निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अर्जुनि सेभं गुरु प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo. Krishna kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo, Krishna kaun sang jodo. तरोवर मैं भये पतिया तुम भये सरोवर मैं भये मछिया तुम भये गिरिवर मैं भये छारा तुम भये चंदा मैं भये चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ो रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो
मुरली मनोहर
हम भये धारा तुम भये सोना हम भये सुहारा भाई मीरा के प्रभु जी ब्रज के वासी सुनो हे गोपाल सुनो हे गोपाल तुम मेरे ठाकुर मैं तेरी दासी मैं तेरी दासी जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ो रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो
मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर 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 मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरि